Now, it's official. Rates of obesity here have reached epidemic proportions. The World Health Organization says that 6 out of 10 adults are overweight or obese in the World Health Organization European region. But Ireland comes 9th out of 53 European countries for obesity in adults and 11th for overweight and obesity. Well, I'm joined now by Professor Donal O'Shea. Good morning to you, Donal. Thank you for joining us.
Morning, Claire.
It's not great news on all fronts. The World Health Organization saying that no country in Europe is on track to reach the target of halting the rise of obesity by 2025. But the Irish figures, I'm sure you're not surprised by them, are you?
Well, I'm not surprised by them because we've, you know, this is 2016 prevalence data in the report. So we've known about these figures nationally within the obesity program for a number of years. It's just when you put them in with the other 53 countries in Europe and 73 worldwide, and you see the trend over the last 40 years and the fact that it's just continued to climb inexorably, despite us for the last 20 years saying we have to do something to stop it. Mm-hmm. So it's an incredibly comprehensive 220-page report that brings us right up to date with what we're doing is not working, so we need to do it differently and we need to do more of it and we need to collaborate internationally.
Let's talk a little bit about the figures and break them down, the adult figures. So for men, first of all, what's the picture like for Irish men?
So the picture for Irish men is that about 26% are living with obesity and a further 43% are living with overweight. So 70% either have overweight or obesity. And we're a little unusual in that our figures for men are ahead of our figures for women, who are but still in the 60% for living with overweight or obesity. And what this report really breaks down is the pattern of weight gain in our young people and in our adolescent population, where it's now 30% of our 10 to 19-year-olds have either overweight or obesity. And that was a figure that was in, you know, less than 10% 30 years ago. So it's a massive takeoff in our younger population. And that then feeds into the adult figures that we're seeing. And it's driving the diseases that we all are beginning to now accept are associated with the disease of obesity. You know, the cancer, the type 2 diabetes, the hypertension, the heart disease. And really, this is a very stark report that says we have to do better at preventing, and also you have to start actively treating the disease of obesity itself. Don't wait for the cancer, don't wait for the heart disease.
Yeah, and over 55% of Irish women now are have overweight or obesity. Will you just remind us again what obesity is?
Yeah, so obesity is excess adipose tissue that is associated with disease and driving disease. So at an individual level, the BMI is not a great tool for telling you if your obesity is making you unhealthy, because you can be healthy even though your weight is in the obese category. So the cutoff, the body mass index of 25 is about 11 stone for the average female, and obesity begins at 13 stone. If you take it into men, it's about 13 stone is the end of normal weight, and then obesity begins about 15 stone. But you really need an individual assessment to know if your excess adipose or fat tissue is driving high blood pressure, is driving type 2 diabetes. And that's a change in the international kind of thinking on obesity, that you do have to bring it down to the individual level.
Mm-hmm. Because you could have a woman who's 13 stone but 5'10". So then do you not go by BMI in that instance?
Yes, you do go by BMI in that instance at a population level, but at an individual level, you know, if you were to take, you know, the Irish rugby team, either the men's or women's rugby team, the majority would have a high BMI, but they're elite athletes.
Yeah.
We don't have an epidemic of elite athletes. The majority of us who, the majority of men who weigh 14 and a half stone have obesity and are sedentary. The majority of women weighing 11 stone are beginning to enter that overweight category. And that's the time that if you identify it, you can say, well, the first thing to do is to stop putting on weight. And we know that just stepping on the scales once a month and being aware of it will help you start to do that.
Once a month is enough, do you think?
For the majority of people, once a month and just tracking your weight is way more than many do. If you're actively trying to manage your weight, the international evidence would say stepping on the scales once a week is more effective.
Can we go back to children? Because that's really where, according to what you said earlier, that's where we need to start, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, this report highlights the behaviour of the food and drinks industry in marketing towards children, targeting children with their product design, their product placement, and their digital marketing. And you know, if you gain weight as a young child, or as these figures are showing, as an adolescent, then that's weight that really does determine your lifelong trajectory for weight. And that's where we have to get in with better breastfeeding rates, you know, more initiatives like the sugar sweetened drinks tax, an absolute clampdown on the digital marketing that's going on in terms of food promotion to younger children. And it is a massively complex problem. You know, you need to look at the physical activity environment. You need to look at the food environment. Education and educational level is coming through in this WHO report as hugely important. You know, the prevalence of obesity is significantly less in the better educated sections of society. So you're driving health inequalities by allowing this environment to just continue.
Yeah, I mean, I know you talked about the food and drinks industry and the advertising and the marketing. It's a lot of pressure on parents here to get it right.
And, you know, they're not getting enough help from the policymakers to make the healthy choice for their children. And that's where if we're going to even begin to win on this, and beginning to win, when you look at the shape of these graphs, is to stop the rise in obesity, because it's just, you know, that last 30-year graph is an upward trajectory, and COVID-19, which is not included in this study, we have seen already a spike in weight gain in children and adolescents in the UK, and I've no doubt our own figures, when we see them, will mirror that.
All right, it's chilling stuff. That's Professor Donal O'Shea, HSE's clinical lead for obesity. Coming up next, Pandemonium, Power, Politics and Ireland's Pandemic. The authors of a new book will be with me in the studio.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.